The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I give you a little quiz this morning. We're going to talk about brand identification. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Where's that from? Wow. L'Oreal. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Okay, now we're talking food. For our visitors, welcome to First Lutheran. Good. Just do it. It takes a licking and keeps on ticking. You are salt and light. Jesus, good. Who's the kid in the front pew? Jesus is the answer. You are salt and light. It's like the most basic brand, Christian brand identity that you've got. And it's right here in Matthew 25. And we don't get to talk about it very often. But it's so important. Jesus said, "You are salt and light." He didn't say you can earn your way to being salt and light. He said you are salt and light. You are salt and light. And I want you to just think a little bit about the essential values of those two basic elements. Now, Cindy talked a little bit about salt, and we can't imagine a world without salt. Some of us shouldn't have so much salt. But its value is even beyond its ability to preserve or to heal, which they do. In Rome, in the early centuries, there's a road called the Via Salaria, the Way of Salt. And soldiers used to get paid in salt. It was such a staple, such a standard commodity. Salt was a key element to survival. And light. Well, light gives us all sorts of images, especially from the Bible. But think about days before electricity. I know none of you can, but try to envision it. Before the electric light bulb, you had to keep oil on hand, you needed to keep your wicks trimmed, For the most part, people woke up at sunrise, went to bed at sunset. It was just economical that way. And so light out of darkness became one of the primary themes of all of Scripture. You know, think about all the Psalms, all the scriptural remembrances that you have about light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Or even from our first reading, I think this is a wonderful tie-in, from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah talks about doing justice, humbling ourselves. And he says, is this not the fast I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them and not hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn. Your light shall break forth like the dawn. And says it again. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness. Your light. I want you to picture back in the book of Exodus, when Moses went up the mountain to meet God, and Moses was the first person ever to have a face-to-face, so to speak, encounter with the living God. Do you remember what happened when he came down the hill? He was so encased, encompassed, filled with the glory of the Lord, with the brightness of the Lord. He had to put a veil on his face, so that brightness. You see, back in Old Testament times, it was pretty much an assumption that if you saw the glory of the Lord, you would die. It was so intense. But Moses did, and he didn't die. But no one else was allowed to see that glory. At that time, Moses brought the covenants down and gave the people the covenants from God, but the people couldn't actually see the glory of God. But here in Matthew 5, Jesus says, now, you are the light of the world. It's a complete shift in the way people are intended to look at Jesus and look at the followers of God. They are light bearers. You are the light of the world. And in the Old Testament lesson in Matthew 5, we get some idea where and what that light is supposed to be. We read the Beatitudes, and we find out who's blessed. Now, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are those who are mourning. Okay? The light is given especially to those. Or Matthew 25, very much like that as Isaiah verses. Jesus says, when did you see me sick or hungry or naked or homeless? When did you feed me? And Jesus says, when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. That's letting your light shine. Letting your light shine. Cindy brought it up in the children's message. You know, we let our light shine when we feed the hungry. And I love that this in this congregation, that's an intergenerational Mission. That's one of our missions. We don't like to see people go hungry. And we're blessed in that mission. The glory of the Lord shines in you. What I want to make sure that we understand, though, is that this is a gift from God. This gift that we are the light. Jesus says you are. Jesus doesn't say you will be. But you are. And I want us each to hold on to that message today. That you are. No matter what's going on in your life, you have the light of Christ in you to let it shine. No matter what your stresses, what your worries, what you're concerned about, you have the light of Christ within you. You are the light of the world. Every time an infant is baptized in this congregation and all around the world, we light a candle and we give it to the baby, and the baby's not even old enough to hold it. So somebody else holds it for them, because that's also part of our faith journey. Is when we're too little or we're too weak to be light, we carry it for each other. Okay? But we give it before that child is even old enough to hold the candle. We give it before we're even able to understand what it means, because it's in baptism that we become connected to Jesus. We belong to God. We are named and claimed. We belong to God. We are children of God. And we have the light of Christ in us. Now, sometimes in Lutheran theology, we talk about law versus grace, grace and law together. I think sometimes we think of carrying the light as a work. I think maybe that the law for us is simply not to cover up the light. You know, Jesus said, don't put it under a bushel. And of course, we have this adorable little children's song that we've all learned. And sometimes we've stuck there, even in our adult understanding of Christianity. You know, don't let it and it out. But literally, to put it under a bushel is to not to snuff it out, but just to cover it up so it can't be seen. And to cover up our light is to put separation between ourselves and God and ourselves and neighbor. That is sin. Not letting the light shine is sin. And so freedom for us is acknowledging the light of Christ within us. Freedom for us is embracing all of the gifts and the passions and the good things that God has put inside us, embracing them and using them to the glory of God in the service of our neighbors. You are salt and light. That's the purest the gospel can get. God has put all of God's gifts in us. Ours is simply to say, Lord, help me let you shine. Help me let you shine. And the glory of the Lord will fill you, surround you, embrace you, and carry you unto eternity. Amen.